Nashville hit songwriter scores with viral song about fatherhood, Checking In, by John Conn on October 25, 2022. Sitting at a campground way outside Nashville, singer-songwriter Michael Farren turned on his iPhone to record a raw acoustic version of a new song, Checking In. A song that simply and intimately suggests to listeners to do one of two things: call your dad or take that call from your dad. Little did he know that what he was about to record would go viral within a few days, garnering over 350,000 views on TikTok, with almost 30,000 likes along with thousands of shares and comments. Farren had only performed Checking In once for people just a few days earlier at the famous Listening Room in Nashville. In fact, he had only written the song just a few days prior with fellow songwriters Kenneth Hart and Garrett Jacobs. But Farren knew they had chased and found a song that could shake heartstrings. And the response to the maiden performance at the Listening Room only confirmed this. "It wrecked the room," Farren told Breitbart News. "Grown men sitting there crying at a public place." So, he decided to record a version acoustically sitting outside his camper with no studio, no frills, and with the wind blowing the iPhone mic periodically. Just an honest singer singing an honest song in the middle of nowhere. In fact, it was so in the middle of nowhere that in order to upload the recording to Instagram and TikTok, Farren had to drive a bunch of miles to the dollar store right next to an Amish hitching post, simply to get Wi-Fi. And when it was uploaded, well, the song did the rest. Checking In began wrecking the internet. Listen to Checking In below. At Michael Ray Farren Checking In. Your dad called. Answer it. Hashtag new music. Hashtag Cali or dad original sound, Michael Ray Farren. Breitbart News got a chance to sit down with Farren, who's been nominated for a Grammy and has won multiple Dove Awards. He has penned hundreds of songs across multiple genres, including Lauren Daigle's now platinum single Trust in You, Reba McEntire's Grammy-winning album title track Sing It Now, and most recently, several songs for Grammy Award-winning artist Zach Williams, including one co-written by and featuring country artist Walker Hayes of Fancy Like fame. Jesus Fault, the song co-written with Hayes, already has over a million views on YouTube. Farren also wrote the global worship anthem Let It Rain, which appeared on Michael W. Smith's RIAA-certified double platinum album Worship. But it's Checking In that's currently striking a chord with so many, along with the hashtag call your dad. It's really more about motivating people to take the phone call and make the phone call, Farren said. This is the most disconnected, busiest culture that has ever existed. You only get so many days, you only get so many minutes, you only get so many walks. The beautiful thing about this song with the three writers involved is, all of us all still have our dads, he added. And all of us have different dynamics with our dads, and no parent is perfect. It's not about being perfect parents or perfect kids. It's about choosing to love well and connect with those that matter. Apparently that message is resonating. According to analytics, thousands of people are commenting on it, and 70% of those comments are being left by men. Farren characterized it this way: the majority of the comments say something to the effect of "didn't see that coming." I'm on the side of the road crying, thanks for making a grown man cry, why the hell you do that to me? I'm pulling onto a job site. But Farren also saw a lot of remorse in the comments section. There are a lot of tragic comments like, "I haven't spoken to my son in 10 years. I wish he'd call," and a lot of sons saying, "I wish I had taken that last phone call." We found numerous examples of heartbreaking comments from those who've lost their dads. This song had me in tears. I lost my dad in 2016 and I miss him so much, and yes, I call home hoping he will answer, one user wrote. Others had similar sentiments, made me cry. Love this song. I wish I would have known my dad. He died when I was 2. I have saved messages on my phone from my mama and daddy. Sure wish I could call them back. Beautiful song. I still have a voicemail from my mom on my phone. Lost her 2 years ago on Mother's Day to cervical cancer. Across the board, the common theme seems to be a phone call wasn't taken or a phone call wasn't made, Farren said. Co-writer Kenneth Hart, a Music Row veteran who has written with top writers like Randy Houser, Bryce Long, Rob Hatch, Lance Miller, Philip Lammons, and Joe Leathers, told Breitbart News how the creation of the song affected him and how his decision to sever ties with his father a few years ago is something that he is quietly rethinking, not from a standpoint of expecting anything to change, but really digging in to make sure I gave it everything I could give it before I severed ties. Farron put it this way, at some point along the way, you just swallow hard. There may be hurt, there may be pain, there may be years of history of bullshit or whatever. But at some point, you go, you know what, I'm gonna be the best me I can be. I'm gonna pick up the phone and say hello and I love you to the guy I call dad. He may be amazing. He may be awful. There's something powerful that happens in just letting people know that they're seen and that they're heard. Letting a parent know they are seen and heard, man, it affects everything. One thing is for certain, hundreds of thousands have now seen and heard Michael Farron. And it's safe to assume that many of those rushed to the phone to call their dads. Farron is currently exploring how to get the song out to a wider audience. Until then, hashtag call your dad and follow Michael Farron, Kenneth Hart, and Garrett Jacobs on Instagram. Checking in lyrics. Hey there, son. It's dad again. I know you're busy. I'm just checking in. You can call me later. If you get a chance. I don't want nothing else. Just wondering how you been. No telling me how many times. I've let that message play. He's been gone a while. But it still feels like yesterday. I even call him back sometimes. Wishing he'd pick up again. I got a lot more to say these days. Than I did back then. Hey Dad, it's me checking in. I'm doing alright. Work's been a little hard. But don't worry, I told Mom I'd get by there later on. And cut the yard. The kids are good. You'd sure be proud. Yeah, I should probably let you go. But I'm missing you right now. No telling me how many times. I've let that message play. He's been gone a while. But it still feels like yesterday. I even call him back sometimes. Wishing he'd pick up again. I got a lot more to say these days. Than I did back then. Hey Dad, it's me checking in. I'm just checking in. No telling me how many times. I've let that message play. He's been gone a while. But it still feels like yesterday. I even call him back sometimes. Wishing he'd pick up again. I got a lot more to say these days. Than I did back then. I got a lot more to say these days. Than I did back then. Hey Dad, it's me checking in. Just checking in. Hey there, son. It's Dad again. I know you're busy. I'm just checking in.